Hello, it's the Anfield Wrap, and you're listening to Wildcards with me, Amelia Bonner, joined by a room full of lovely lads, or a virtual room, rather. I've got Josh Sexton, I've got Adam, and I have got Mike Bancoli. Adam, every single time your Zoom name throws me right off, and I just wonder, who is this man? Do I know him? What's his surname? What's his alias? It just messes with my head a little bit. But look, you've got Adam, the artist
exactly.
formerly known as Adam.
I'm like Madonna, just one name. Everyone
yeah,
knows.
Just Adam.
Yeah.
You know who he is. You've listened to him before. You've heard his tricks. But tell you what, he's somewhat hamstrung today because it's the first time on a Wildcards for Adam that he's not looked at the topics in advance. So you'll all be wondering what long question am I going to ask that Adam will let me talk through, have him planned out in advance, and then he'll just cut me straight down and play a wild card. If you've not listened to the show before, everyone here has got a wild card. It's the name of the show. They can play it at any point if they don't want to talk about the topic that's won out in the public vote. You've been voting since about midnight last night. Josh did a bit of a vampire poll on Twitter. So if you were living in a different time zone or you were up doing a night feed like I was in the UK, then you'll have seen the topics on Twitter. You'll have been voting away and we are going to chat about what you wanted unless we change our minds and use a wild card. So let's dive straight in with LFC. Which your options were goal of the season, player of the season, both lovely positives that we could have chatted about. But instead, everyone wanted to talk about who's for sale this summer. We are all already looking to the future with an overwhelming sense of negativity. And Adam, I will come to you first. I mean, I've written down some names and we can talk through them, but also feel free to chat about whoever you want. I feel like the first question is around Salah, because while the club have briefed that he's not going to go anywhere and we know he's got a year left on his contract, I feel like there's still a degree to which I'm thinking, what's going to happen there?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of moving parts actually when it comes to Salah and just generally the forwards, and I think it's because you could make a solid argument to get rid of basically any of the forwards, I think, which is not to say that they aren't all very, very good, but I think there's a solid argument you could get rid of any of them. But I think as soon as you get rid of one of them, you then questions have to be asked about the others.